For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. The man arrested in New York City for setting a female subway rider on fire is in the U.S. illegally. That's according to law enfororsement. Incoming Trump Border Czar Tom Homan offered this response on Fox and Friends.
Well, look, this is another example of an illegal alien killing American citizens. It's almost a daily occurrence now. You know, because historic number of criminal aliens walking the streets because of this administration's policy in sanctuary jurisdictions and lacks immigration enforcement. ICE has their hands tied. Secretary Mayorkas have given them priorities that they can't even go arrest an illegal alien anymore unless he's convicted. Convicted of a serious crime, then maybe they can arrest him. So this is on this administration.
For more on this story, visit our website, afn.net. The suspected killer in the death of UnitedHealthcare Chief Executive Officer Brian Thompson is expected to go before a Manhattan judge today on New York State charges, including murder and terrorism. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more.
Charges filed by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office against Luigi Mangione include first-degree murder in furtherance of terrorism in the death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Today's hearing could shed more light on whether Mangione will continue to be housed at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, which is also where Sean Diddy Combs is being held, or if Mangione will be moved to Rikers Island or another facility. Mangione is also facing federal charges, including murder with the use of a firearm and stalking. He was extradited from Pennsylvania to New York on Thursday and perp-walked by armed law enforcement officials as well as New York City's mayor and police commissioner.
A conservative activist thinks that as we near the end of the Biden administration, it has become clear that it has spent the last 4 years keeping us in the dark about who has really been governing America. AFN reporter Chad Groening has this story.
Recently, the Wall Street Journal published an extensive story entitled How the White House Functioned with a Diminished Biden in Charge. It revealed how the Biden White House functioned with an aging leader at the top of its organizational chart and how Biden's handlers went out of their way to cover up the president's obvious decline, including insulating him from the scrutiny of the American public. Gary Bauer of the Campaign for Working Families says this may very well be the largest and most significant scandal in modern American political history.
For 4 years, major political figures in the Democrat Party, in the White House and outside of the White House, lied to the American people about the mental condition of the President of the United States. They were all part of an incredible cover-up.
And Bauer says during the last 4 years, no one really knows who has actually been running the country.
Over the last 4 years, we've been brought to the verge of a potential nuclear war with Russia. We've had unbelievable things done to hurt our credibility around the world. The list just goes on and on and on. This from a crowd that kept telling us that democracy vanishes in the darkness. And that's all they did for us in 4 years was keep us in the dark about who was really governing America.
I'm Chad Groening.
Since Election Day, some Democrats have vowed to fight President-elect Donald Trump once he re-enters office. Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania is not in that camp and said as much to ABC's Jonathan Carl.
I'm not rooting against him. If you're rooting against the president, you are rooting against the nation.
Fetterman has also said in recent days that he will keep an open mind when it comes to Trump's nominees. In final news, new passenger vehicles in the U.S. will soon sound alarms if rear seat passengers don't buckle up. Here's Fox's Jeff Manasso.
It's a new finalized rule by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration set to begin in 2027. The agency also requiring enhanced warnings when front seat belts aren't fastened. NHTSA says the new rule will save about 50 lives per year and prevent 500 injuries when fully in effect. It applies to passenger cars, trucks, and buses, except for school buses and multi-purpose vehicles weighing up to 10,000 pounds.
That's all our time for now. Find more news on AFN.net.